This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to come back now to a story Amy Scott did for us a couple of days ago about reparations, about a church in Baltimore that has promised to spend at least $500,000 to help atone for its role in slavery and segregation and in perpetuating the racism that is systemic in this economy. One key way that racism manifests is in the state of black home ownership and the state of a lot of predominantly black neighborhoods in this country. Here's Amy.
Tanika Garibaldi is leading a tour of the 1900 block of Edding Street in West Baltimore.
Welcome. We are standing at the first block of our project.
Tanika is program manager for Black Women Build Baltimore. I'm using her first name because by now we know each other pretty well. I've been following the group for the past year as they rebuild a block of vacant and dilapidated houses. Some of them have been empty for decades. The nonprofit trains black women in construction skills to help restore houses they'll eventually buy.
So we just finished the three houses that we're standing in front of, and the ladies are securing their loans to purchase the homes.
On the tour are some community development folks, a couple artists, and Reverend Gray Maggiano. He's rector of nearby Memorial Episcopal Church. It just wrote a $15,000 check to Black Women Build as reparations for the church's role in creating the housing conditions here.
To begin to repair and restore the broken bond between this part of Baltimore and Bolton Hill, which is just a few blocks over.
Just a few blocks over, but a world away. The Edding Street houses are in Druid Heights, a historically black neighborhood where nearly one in three houses is vacant, and the median household income is $21,000. Bolton Hill, where the church is located, is a more affluent, whiter neighborhood by design. In 1910, parishioners helped write the country's first housing segregation law to keep black people out. And while Bolton Hill prospered, decades of redlining and other racist policies supported by the church hollowed out Druid Heights. Shelley Halstead is executive director of Black Women Build.
You see this neighborhood, and then you go four blocks over, and you see the tree-lined streets. You see the garbage being picked up. You see the houses appreciate. You don't see houses falling in on themselves.
You've probably heard that statistic about the median wealth of white households being 10 times that of black households. The racial gap in home ownership and home equity have a lot to do with that. Shelley founded Black Women Build to help close that gap. On a recent afternoon, she and Brianna Valines framed a basement window in an old brick row house.
Oh my God, it's perfect.
Brianna is 28 and started working with the group last summer in hopes of buying one of the houses on this block. Shelley hired her to help rehab more of them. They finished four so far.
They're so cute now. Like, it's almost hard to believe, even though I've been here like the whole time and I've been doing it. It's just like, yeah, it looks way better already.
Brianna's house is finished. Now she's working to qualify for a mortgage. Before the reparations plan, Memorial Church raised money for Black Women Build to help with down payments.
A lot of people here in Baltimore aren't homeowners. A lot of people rent. So to give people opportunities to create like generational wealth is a huge thing.
Shelley says the money can only accomplish so much.
I mean, it's never going to be up to the person harmed what needs to happen. It's going to be what people who did the harm can give, right? Not what they should give, what they can.
The church, whose congregation is still mostly white, is working with black leaders on how to spend the reparations fund. Natalie Conway grew up in West Baltimore and is now deacon at Memorial. Her discovery that her ancestors had been enslaved by the founding rector of the church sparked the reparations effort. She agrees the harm can never be undone.
So you have to think of other ways to repair the breach. Enough is never enough.
But it's a start. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.